So just sit down and get comfortable. I was thinking we'd just hang out and watch something. I got some chips and salsa, the one you like. I was thinking maybe later we could order a pizza or something. What do you think? Action? Comedy? Maybe romance? Up to me? Oh, that's sweet. All right, well, let me get comfortable. I'll grab the chips and put on some sweats. I really appreciate you coming over. I really do get a bit down when David's away on his business trips. It's great to have some company. Yeah, it's a good start to a good night. Oh, you know, you really are a good friend. I hope you didn't have something planned for tonight, did you? Really? Well, if we're both going to be sitting home alone, there's no reason we couldn't do it together, right? Before we get started, I did have something I wanted to ask you about. This is gonna sound so weird. But we can talk about anything, right? So, when you hugged me tonight, I felt something strange. And it isn't the first time. What do I mean? Well, how do I say this exactly? Well, your crotch, it felt weird when it pressed against me. I felt it a few times before, but tonight I pressed into you on purpose. I was actually thinking maybe you had a boner or something, but honestly, I have no idea what that was. Oh my God. Oh my God, you're blushing. Look at me. You can talk to me. You can tell me anything. I mean, I tell you pretty much everything, so why are you suddenly getting shy? I'm dying to know what this is. Because it isn't a boner, is it? Oh, sit still. Just open your knees. I said open your knees. There we go. Oh, holy shit. Are you wearing like a cup or something? What is that? What? A chastity gauge? Seriously? Well, can I see? Why not? Embarrassing? You don't need to be embarrassed, not with me. We're like best friends, right? Nothing you can't share with me, okay? Now come on, please just show me. I'm dying to see it. Oh my God. That's adorable. It's so cute. Seriously. Oh, wow. Is it trying to get hard? Because I'm looking at it. You know, that looks pretty painful. I'm so confused, though. Why are you in that thing? Who put that on you? You don't have a girlfriend, so. You what? You locked it on yourself? I don't understand. Why would you do that? Do you like, Do you wear it all the time? Only when you see me? Oh, that is hilarious. So, is this some weird fantasy of yours? So every time we hang out, you put that thing on. I'm really not sure what to say. I mean, I love how it looks, and I have to confess it kind of turns me on seeing your cock trying to get hard in that tiny metal cage, but why me? You know I'm seeing someone else. And we've been best friends for forever. Do you think about us being more than friends sometimes? Complicated. What's complicated? I mean, either you like the idea or you don't, right? Yeah, you keep saying that, complicated. So explain it to me. Oh, okay. So you like the idea of me being with someone else? And me being, what did you say? Out of reach? Well, that's good, because we both know I'm not available. But that kind of turns you on, doesn't it? So how does it feel when I tell you about my boyfriend? All of the things we do? How he fucks me? How I suck his cock? And how he uses me. I mean, I've always shared all of that with you because I thought we were friends. Oh, we are? Friends? But you just said you wanted something more. You said, ew! What the fuck? Are you leaking? Oh my god, that is so gross. Ew. You're going to get it all over the couch. Just wipe that up. Ugh. Now it's like all over my finger. Are you kidding me? Maybe you should do something about that. Seriously? Are you dense? Just lick it. I don't care if you think it's disgusting. If you're gonna make a mess, you're gonna clean it up. There we go. Not so bad, was it? God. Just grow up. It's just a little cum. Do you have any idea how much of my boyfriend's cum I've swallowed? So I'm not gonna have any sympathy for you. Now, tell me, you wanted more from me, right? Don't nod. I want you to say it. That's better. So, you want more, but we both know you can't have more, right? Because we're just friends, and that's all we'll ever be. You understand that, right? Friends. Friends who share things with each other and just like I share everything about my sex life with David, you're gonna have to share all of your feelings and fantasies about how you feel about me. That seems fair, right? Good. So, tell me more about that cage. How long have you been wearing it? 3 months. But just when you see me. Why is that? It feels good, does it? It makes you feel what? submissive, weak, and silly. Oh, really? Oh, all of it. You know, I like seeing you flustered and embarrassed. Where's the key? You brought it with you? Cute. Let me see. Oh, I love that. So, without the key, there's no way to get it off? Have you tried? Very nice. What if I told you I wanted to hold on to it? Well? Does the cat have your tongue? Because I'm seriously wondering what happens when you get home and take that thing off. Or when we talk on the phone. Do you masturbate thinking about me? Jerk off? Like listening to my voice? You do? Like while we're talking? Sometimes? Oh my god, you hide it so well. I would have never guessed. Oh god. You're leaking again. You know the drill, messy boy. There you go. Open wide. Yummy, isn't it? Well, just stop leaking and you won't have to keep eating it. So how does it feel when I wrap my hand around the cage? Does that feel nice? Oh, can you feel my hand? My touch? Frustrating. Well, it's supposed to be, isn't it? Isn't that kind of the point? It's just such a perfect metaphor for us. A touch you want, but can't feel. Desire for something you desperately want, but can't have. Ironic, isn't it? Preventing you from masturbating to the thing you used to masturbate to. I like the poetry of it. Wow. Your balls are really full. I know you can feel me touch you there, can't you? So swollen. Are they tender? How does it feel when I squeeze them? Oh, sorry. That looked a little bit painful. I bet they'll get even more full if I hold on to this key, won't they? I can't tell which idea I like more. The thought of you masturbating while I tell you about fucking David? Or listening to you not be able to masturbate while I tell you about fucking David? I think the second one sounds way more fun. I have to confess, that cage is really cute. So, what if I held your key? For as long as I wanted. And just to be clear, I'm doing this as a friend. I want to help you with your little fantasy. That's what friends do, right? Oh, I almost forgot. You want to be more than friends, don't you? Tell me again. I like hearing that. You want me so much? That is so sweet. But you can't have me. You know that, right? Say it. Tell me again. Right. You want me, but you can't have me. Good. It's important to keep things clear. The best you can hope for is to tell me how you feel and Let me keep you all locked up. Is this what you've been dreaming of? Me keeping you locked and denied? Confessing to me all your deep, dark fantasies and then having to hear me tell you no. While your desire for me just grows deeper and deeper. I should have guessed a while ago. You really are good enough looking to have a girlfriend. You're smart. You're funny. I mean, that is why we're friends, right? But your little crush isn't a secret anymore. You know, David's gonna find this hilarious. Not tell him. Oh, I couldn't do that. Me and David don't have any secrets. I have to admit, he actually kind of called this. We've been talking about it for months, and he called you my simp. He's been telling me you had the biggest crush on me, and I told him we were just friends. And now I can tell him we are. Just friends, right? Good. But I guess that cage locked on you all the time is going to make it a little awkward to date, isn't it? Maybe you can take it off if you have a date? I don't think so. I mean, if you do manage to get a date, shouldn't she get to see the real you? Shouldn't she know that you like having your cock locked up? And that you're in love with another girl who's holding the key? No, it's okay. You can love me. I'll love you too, like I always have, but it's going to be different, right? I'll love you as a friend, and you'll love me as something more. Something you can never have. I will love you, but you'll be in love with me. Keeping this key is going to be a very nice reminder of that. Now come here. Come here. Cuddle up close. I just want to wrap my hand around your cage and play with it while we watch something. Let's see. Something old. Classic. How about Casablanca? There we go. Just put your head on my chest and just let me put my arm around you, and I want to feel your body close to mine. Just snuggle. Such a nice word, isn't it? Yeah. So just give me 1 second. I need to text David. Yeah. What did I tell him? Come on. It's just that things were going even better than expected. Of course he knows. Like I said, we don't have any secrets. Now, let's see. I love this movie. There's just so many quotable lines. It's a wonderful love story, isn't it? About a man who loves a woman he can't have. Just like us. It's just like what he says at the end of the movie. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.